I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Monday, August 13th. Did you get a chance to see some of the Perseid meteor shower this weekend? If not, and the weather cooperates, the tail end of this annual display of shooting stars lingers over the next few nights. While it won't feature the peak rates of 60 per hour, you can still see 10 to 15 meteors per hour in the hours after midnight. And because the Perseids enjoy a good percentage of larger particles, creating bright meteors, often leaving a brief trail, they offer some wonderful viewing. Another inviting view this week takes place low in the west and southwest as the waxing crescent moon returns to the skies, keeping Venus company over the next few nights and progressing toward Jupiter later in the week. Starting with this evening, the sun continues to retire a bit earlier each night, a few minutes before 8 o'clock. That means by 8:30 we should enjoy a visual treat low above the western horizon. A slender crescent moon hangs well to the right of the brilliant Venus, though the pair is only the width of two hands above a level horizon. From there, you'll have perhaps 20 minutes before they get too close to the horizon for a reasonable view. The good news? You'll have another chance tomorrow evening. This week welcomes the crescent moon and some planetary encounters on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.